for guys like me who always watch events from people's stories, yeah? Mm. Hey, 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 next, hey, 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 next, hey, 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 next, hey, 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 next, after you, chicken in. Aki, oh my gosh, best event. Can't wait for the next one. Then the following morning, hey, hanging mad. Hey, you show us the tag is still on your hand. Just show us how uncouth you are. You're going to bed with tags and bandanas from an event. Anyways, it's our
music podcasts.
Welcome to the Red Caps podcast. Yes, we are back in your ears. Episode 95. Della Marvin signing in.
I go by the name Spekito.
And Diddy over here.
And bro, man, Anonymous is also in the building, man. Kama kawaida, you guys, shots. As you usher new month, you're recording on the 30th September, cheers.
Wait, that, cheers. Oh, it's the 30th?
Yeah, I'm still sure.
It's 21st.
Imagine.
Yeah. Wait, question. Wow.
Tomorrow, yeah, see, I think Oktoberfest should be starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Oktoberfest, man, yeah. You guys, I mean, let's talk about Oktoberfest, Kwanza, since you've mentioned. Manze, those guys only serve beer, last time I checked.
Yeah, it's Oktoberfest. It's a tradition. It's not about.
It's not about what?
Yeah. Mm.
It's just
beer. It has to be. But not even Tasca, it's beer.
Just beer, eh?
Yeah. Oktoberfest is all over the world. It's all over the world.
Bro, that's news to me,
it's
man.
It's beer, man. It's beer. But so, come on, it's a gin. Relax,
yes. Nowadays, I barely drink beer, though.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, nowadays, even for me to skuma like more than 4 beers.
Mm.
Hey, ngumu sana.
I'm with you, man. Because yeah, I feel beer is a waste of time.
I prefer my liquor straight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
40% going up.
But generally, beer is a waste of time. I think beer is a waste of time.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time. It's just like, you know, I usually wonder how guys get lit from drinking beers. You know how many beers you need to drink for you to be lit?
Like 7?
Maybe even 15.
Why drinking 7? Why drinking 7 beers? Sooner to body.
FYI, you know, there's this place that has opened up called Oyster.
Wait, call me back at us in Oyster Bay. Wait, goja, kwanza. In Oyster Bay, kuna like, it's like seafood.
Apana, si chakula kawaida tu.
Ocho jenga. So, Oyster, mlokula nini?
Oh, you forgot. Last time when you left here, you went at that MGM's event.
Yeah, but we can go to Oyster Bay.
Nikikuta ni kukupata hapo, then likuwa nimetoka wapi buda.
Ulikumenda Oyster Bay?
Oyster Bay, bro. Let me tell you, that place, you guys...
And the seafood, because
you know, Bill mentioned it's a new joint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, me, I'm trying to get back in the DJing scene, yeah?
Yeah.
So I went there trying to check the place, and you guy, my guy, let me tell you, mine, the cars that are parked there
and the fish,
me, I'm telling you about the ambience, bro. Okay, yeah. So it's not.
Where is it, Kwanza? Transapple?
It's in Kilimani.
Kilimani near where? Kilimani near where?
Near Adam's Arcade.
Yeah. Oh, Apple too.
Yeah, just carry the home ground. The home ground.
Now we are getting closer.
Actually, like the portions. If you go there for food, the portions are like ridiculous.
I didn't
Oyster Bay, kwa nini yona nakujua?
It's just a name, but they sound they have a whole variety of food, and the food is like legit good.
Yep, for some time.
Now the problem is...
It's not quite popular.
No, the problem is, it's not even being popular. The problem is... imagine buying a beer for 5 sock, 3 for 20.
Wait.
I wanted to get to that part.
No, you're joking.
I was looking at the venue.
Yeah.
I think the cheapest booties guys sell, it was Bifita Pink for 6.5.
You're joking. Bifita even Pink.
That's the cheapest booty.
For 6 G's.
You guys are selling Jamie, I think, around 9, 10 G's.
Jamison, bro. Imagine.
Catch me dead.
Whiskey, we say it was.
Hey, as if you want to go. If you want to start whiskey pale, tunanza 10k kuswanga mbele. Hata gin, I think Tankare was 8.5.
Watu wa
matel na. Chakula kunayo, but...
Chakula. But I think when you go there, go there for the cocktails, because the cocktails are like legit good.
Yeah.
And they're just regular price cocktails, like Izema 720, 820, 920.
But unazaje whiskey. Godons, don't like up.
Yeah, kuna kitu kama hiyo. Cheapest gin hapo ni hiyo
Tankare.
Pink hapo ni Tankare.
Gilby's Angel.
So ni 10k kwenda hapo masewe 10.
Hapo kutoka na bila 25 G's.
Man,
very quick. Yo, Star
Baby. Na ni wa Kenya mechocha tu.
Ah, no, it's a nice joint.
Ambiance.
Good DJ, but, what? But it's not, like, the music.
The music is not even that loud.
The music is not even loud.
It's just a place you go there to play game and chill.
Na kwa mera mimi nikifungua place to say mimaze tuna hype place. Twitter kama...
Abude, I wouldn't call it hype. Unajua, when I was there,
Mutakam.
Vile nilikuwa hapo hivyo, I didn't even stay much because apparently the chief area alikuwa amekam. Akachukua shisha pots za wase. So the music was cut off at a
bar. Oh, bogi wa mwenye nakona. Hiyo inakuanga hivyo. Hiyo ni standard. If you open a club, standard. If man, you want to know shisha, share the easiest thing kuja kuattack. Makara watakamu.
Manze.
Kwa zenyu. Wa grade penye mne, kenye mneza toa. Kama mbralipia by the way, JMO's due 10K. Of course.
Man, they are paying. Buda, you need to revisit that joint. Because
imagine JMO mnanunua kwa distillery almost 2K.
That's 2K.
JMO is around 2K. 3K.
Come on.
JMO is 2K, my friend.
When you're buying from the...
Akina Tony Minas makina KBL katuka Tony West kanini.
Okay.
Manu watao mbili, my friend. Alafu nuza 10K. Hapo ume already... Ata already uka umeka 3K tuzeme. Already 5K umeuza. Hapo ni oba club utengeza do yao. So, wanajua kutoka hapo. Mimi mefiki yangu umeficha 5K. Anajua nikona nini ya 3K. Hapo juu najua makarao
ya
1K yao, umeka ya 1K yao. Uko Nairobi County, najua kenye nenda kwa makanjo. Unaweka, unaget? Uko na udu. So msake ka boti 10K, ameka
pia lazima
za a few.
Alipe rent, lazima buy food. Like so many things you ought to do.
But you know, it's actually ridiculous. You come to realize that this guy is paying rent for almost 2 million bomb.
Yeah. Monthly,
monthly. Yeah. These other countries, and countries are inje, like akina Rwanda, akina nini, wanakuja huku wanashindwa. Hey, fuck nyote mnalipa XP
bana, parting.
Pombe yenu, like parting.
Mm.
Like ka Rwanda, like pombe ni so. Heineken inauzwa 980 bob.
Heineken
ile ya 330 ml.
Bro,
una get? Yeah. Na yoni club uko kwa club.
But you know, weirdly enough, one thing about Kenyans, we never zush about
pricing.
Pricing, exactly. But younga, hey, yangata.
Sasa uko inje, booze wethe wano kwa mekewa very, nini, as in taxation, sasa uko inje ni wazimu.
Wazimu.
Tasca, yetu inje tunozio hapa, Rwanda wanozio wanchwani kwa club.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meaning kwa, what's it called? Kwa wines and spirits, it's even cheaper.
It's even cheaper. It's like a sock. Sisi kwa huku klabi yetu nozangwa utasika, tuchuani. Ah, siya na tuchuani 3-0. So, but 3-0 standard.
Yeah.
Tuseme, if we in a...
But you know, the taxing exactly. Bracket in this country has always been a problem.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, look at this. I was actually checking this out, yeah? Importing a Prado right now, yeah? For example... you buy a Prado with let's say around 35K USD.
Mm-hmm.
But from you buy that's CIF,
yeah.
35K, 40K for a good unit, yeah. By the time it figures into your house,
yeah,
you paid like 65,000 exactly. USD.
6 million and almost
almost half the car.
Yeah, half the car, exactly. Yeah.
Because what now there's so many, as in the tax problem has always been one thing about our levies, eh?
Yeah.
You never complain.
Never complain.
Because you saw guys went to nyege.
Hey!
You know, I prefer sitting in, going somewhere at least. I can take a shower. You know, sleep in a comfortable bed.
My boy, MGM ni superstar huku, sindio?
Yeah.
MGM ni superstar huku. Mbaya sana. You would have heard the story gave me that they were being treated there in nyege nyege.
Man.
Ah, yeah.
Give us the 411, Buddha. What is going on?
Actually, poor tents are... Nojua Roland. No, nakuanga scouts.
I know, bro.
Wasa wamepiti at least scouts, you girl guides. Kuna place nengua
Roland. Sura.
Ukiwa primary school. Yo place unapewa tent, unapewa kale ka mattress, ka thin, kale
ka... I know, bro. Down in Nyeri.
Naona, wanasemanga nini? Sorry to... Masimanga kuna always pads.
Mm-hmm.
Then after
kuna
thickness,
maxi.
Kuna kwa na zile mattresses za high school. Ziko tu hapo juu.
Hazijachana na umbali.
Ziko tu hapo juu thickness. Ziko tu hapo. Yeah? Hizo ni vitu walikuwa napewa, just imagine.
But Buddha, could someone give a background on what Nyege Nyege is? Because I don't think I really know exactly how that event or that festival really goes about.
I think I would give it as, I think they were trying an African version of Tomorrowland, if I'm not wrong.
Mm.
Exactly. But they've done it for some time, but this time they hyped it more than
the normal.
Because the last time it was there, it was in 2019.
Nyege Nyege has always been there.
The last time was 2019.
Yeah, but it has always been there.
Not been there.
Exactly.
So but I think they wanted to come back with a bang.
So what they do is they get like African
but
DJs
you know,
all
that
over.
That thing was destined for failure from the word go because their government interfered. You know it was actually banned.
This one. But they have been. The other Nyege Nyeges have been good ever since.
This one, we are talking about this one was total this shit, one. By the way.
Facts,
yeah. So, I mean, like, it was destined to fail. So, I'm like, if you already saw the government had intervened, then why are you going back there?
It was
so,
already, get back and it was already home. Hyped the most,
yeah.
This has been the most hyped Nyege Nyege. That's what you look at. Whether you're Kenya, you're going to end up in Nyege Nyege. My friends, a couple of crews were lienda.
A lot of Kenyans were there.
A lot of Kenyans where they have like almost 16 people that went.
I was following
like
the conversation.
Here, like different crews too. Like, hey, tunaenda Nyege Nyege, tunaenda Nyege Nyege. Na haijakuwa hyped ever, haijakuwa hyped TV. But Kenya walienda huko, five festivals, the nini that never happened.
Yeah.
The greatest event that never happened. Ilikuwa hivyo, the same thing too.
Unajua?
Same thing. Vitu zenye zinakuanga, kinda overhyped zinakuanga, so disappointing.
Yeah.
Unless it's been hosted by Jimmy. Jimmy guys always do pull up. Jimmy guys always pull up an event.
Jimmy's window.
Mm-hmm. These guys pull up an event. But now you look at these guys, as in literally, just give decency. These guys literally lacked basic decency. As honestly, how do you expect yourself to go take a shit in? It's like you're taking a shit in a bush.
Exactly.
Even showering. You know, it's so bad. Paka, you have to chop a passport. Like my boy was telling me, the last time, he chopped a full shower when he's left his house.
Bro,
the next time he showered, when he entered his house,
I don't know what to do. Like, Nikivu, you gotta go,
you know, what I saw from Twitter was guys saying Kenyans and Africans should not complain because wazungu wako hapo wanasema this is okay. Kukosa kuoka
tu.
But you know, this is why people shit.
Can we imagine the smell that was in that place? Can you imagine?
Wapo dunda tu na nuka like 2 days ago, manze.
But you know, I don't know why whites are intervening on this shit. You know, have you ever seen what white people do?
What white people are you know, this one thing I know, white people are
there's
dirty.
A series being, it's called what? Jeremy Harper, what's your series here?
Which one?
Yeah, for this psycho white boy.
Oh, bro.
Dama.
Bro, don't give spoilers because I've started watching it.
I'm watching it right now.
I haven't watched it. But from what I've just been reading on Twitter, it's really fucked up.
When
Wazungus are like, you know, white boys and white girls be like, oh, Nyege Nyege's like legit real good. It's like, guys, who the idea of fun is, huh? Let's leave our house with all the facilities and commodities
and the fancy shit.
Let's go into a bush
with nothing.
And you know this is your version of a literally. For example, now let's say I'm a white boy. Hey, manzen girl, you're born Monday. Hey, you guy, how was your weekend? You kind of shit, man. I went to the forest. You know, imagine how bear was taking a shit next to my tent.
I was being woken up by lions. Could you guys see that story?
That shit, you know, these are the kind of things you guys do. What? This guy, okay, to be honest, these guys never take a shower. They barely take a shower.
Our guys don't shower.
And they, as in, these are the only guys you find walking barefoot in a mall.
Exactly. In a mall. There was one guy, by the way, and that I can tell you for free. This I can attest to. Nikuachuo, USIU. There's one guy who barefooted his whole semester.
Buddha.
A white guy. From Notlingane. And got barefoot the whole time. Mwende dunda, mwende class, mwende his barefoot. And that I can tell you for free.
That's what I'm saying.
I can attest to I never know that guy. I remember.
And listen, that's what I'm saying. When the white boys can't say all this shit was fun, the idea was fun is living like primitive men and women. They want to cook with, eat with, we eat with, what do you think?
pigs.
Yeah.
They want to eat raw.
By the way, we think we're primitive. They want some primitive shit.
And that's the shit. Now, that's the kind of shit. They take mad photos with that. And now they go. This is the kind of shit they put on the sitting room wall. You know, you guys, can I tell you a story? We went to Africa.
Yeah.
Was in Africa. We went to
Nyege. We bathed in the river. And we really, the crocodiles.
I was muddy for 5 days straight.
Yeah, that place was crazy. Moshe and Masinga. You've gone to you've gone to Masinga.
Yeah.
Now the weather was Masinga.
Vibe.
That hot. You know that hot, yeah?
Yeah.
But then it's raining. It was muddy. Yeah. That was the weather. So those guys that are gonna be like by 6 already mnalala.
6 PM.
PM already mlalala. Cause asubuhi 6 AM mtakuwa mnaiva.
It's so hot.
That's how that was mad. Masinga, ushelala Masinga, like ile near the track.
Melala kwa runway.
Runway, ara melala kwa runway kwa gari.
Mimi nikienda kwa Masinga, I always made sure I had a room.
That's not the best way to go, Masinga.
The car you go with
is your best.
Ndani.
Is your everything.
Is your everything.
I'm with you.
Ado alikuwa na ile kama place kwa Roger. Okay, washira kwa
Masinga Resort.
Masinga Resort.
Nyege was a bit far away at Masinga TT. When's the last time Masinga TT even happened? It was a bit kitambo, right?
It's gone down.
It's gone down.
Thrift like, social.
The last guys who did it were these guys from Motorsports Kenya. They did an event there for Audi and golf guys. But it lacked the ratchetness that event always brings.
Right.
You know one thing about Kenyans love? They love what? How ratchet is this event going to be?
Exactly.
What?
The more ratchetness it's going to have, the more people are going to want to attend.
Okay, Mimi.
Na nyegenyege ilianza hivyo. Nyegenyege even guys thought that
it would have been like that.
Ratchet. Sinio, silianza aje kuchochwa. Ratchetness.
All through.
He's only with that black guy who posted a photo with a muzungu on Twitter and he was like, hii kitu nenda kuikukula.
Nitaikula.
Kama pigichi.
Ena itakulewa.
I don't know, Manze. Like,
now we don't know if it was eaten.
Thrift Social happened that like I think like 2 days or 3 days ago, and that show I called Fave. Do you guys know her?
Fave.
Ule de ma member ingoma inendangaji. I've forgotten.
Wow.
I'm confused na Thames, man. I've forgotten, but
Thames.
Oh, Fave.
Thames. Fave. I'm member ingoma something Redeem. I think Fave Redeem or something. Okay, that's
stupid. Oh, Thames. Ule de ma na kanganika usiake mevutana rubber band.
That song goes like, steady your picture for you. I wanna take a photo. That's Fave, right?
What
I'm talking about her because I think her performance was a bit off. I don't know. It's not what guys expected. Why juicy too? Because when she was leaving, when she was leaving the country,
she's a baby who was never paid.
Yeah, exactly. I know why she wasn't paid.
What do you mean?
No, but nah,
maybe another story. Missy G. The story maybe I wanted to find from you guys because I didn't go number one to that concert.
Where
I just saw on Twitter or on Instagram on her stories, her saying that she lost a bug and then her flights were cancelled, manze. That was really trash.
That wasn't organized. To me, it sounds organized.
What do you mean?
Like her flights cancelled. Your flights cancelled. Like,
I think it's from her. Yeah?
Red flags.
Red flags.
That's not how it's supposed to. Even though, Buddha.
Even though you cancel someone's flight back.
Until now.
Who?
And I do techno.
Oh.
Techno?
Right.
Wrong will let him yarara.
Parapara.
Parapara. Diana. Oh. Yote malikome to chochizo vyote. Akakuja katuchezea 12 minutes hapa. As in, that is the first event I paid a ticket. 2,500. Nili talk to kamfu. Kata sile after organizers ama nini. Elama ile mse. Aneza kuorganize ya. Ini lilipa like nikasema.
From your pocket.
Umse ni bogi wangu. If bad. Akakuja perform ya 12 minutes. 05 seconds. Atumempea shuka ya Masai. Na amekuja kiwa maji. Kutoka hiyo day. Ah, that was the worst shit I've ever experienced, man.
You know me, I never go for events.
I Buddha.
Me, I go for events. I don't go for this event.
Because you see, okay. It kind of beats logic, if you ask me. Yeah. Okay, nah, let's say, for example, this Parapara guy.
Tekino.
Tekino.
Tekino guy. Okay, so I pay 2,500.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sitting in, I'm standing in a crowds of 1,000 plus.
Next to him. Okay, sit with me. Take me as you now.
That's one. Second of all, the thugs.
Mm-hmm.
Thugs just perambulating over there.
Everywhere.
As in, literally, you're going there, you're going for an event looking like a homeless person so that you don't lose so many of your valuables. You go there with your cheapest phone, with your cheapest wallet. You don't even go with your ID.
Then I paid for that money.
I was getting there. After I endured all this shit.
Right.
Just to figure there, standing among us very sweaty men and women, jumping up and down. I listen to regular guys over here.
Yeah.
This is what? The majors, the calligraphs, the
Can I
souls.
Just shorten this?
These two, what are they called? X-rays and the whatever. These two local or whatever. These local guys.
Trio meals.
I listen to these guys back at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
I've been standing in that field from 9 p.m.
Hold up. Can I just say something before you continue? Let me disrupt you. So, Ukenda concert, I believe there are three sections. Like, they give you three options to go to.
Yeah. Right.
You have the regular section.
Right, which is
you
the
have
cheapest.
The cheapest. You have VIP and you have VVIP.
Yeah. Which is the most.
You're complaining about standing for hours, Nini. If you want to sit down and feel like.
I'm just shaking at Nini Angu.
There's a section.
It's not about the performance of this guy.
I was headed there. You know, I'm building this thing, Pole. Then after all that monkey that you've endured, you go listen to an idiot perform for 12 minutes. Nigga!
In 5 seconds.
Aye.
Problem.
Yani, you pay. Then, now, there's this breed of Kenyans, the you guy, my guy kind of guy.
Right.
This idiot is going to pay 10 G's for a ticket to go sit on a hump of grass. And weirdly enough, they put the VIP sector pale kwa kona fulani. I've never really understood why.
Man,
that
I can't even
but
see
you know, actually, no. One thing about
no,
events,
are,
okay, from all the videos I've watched,
nah.
The events, the fun part is always at the regular side.
That's true.
Of course.
Because unapatanga VIP guys always is just guys who showing who can buy the most expensive bottle there and who came with, who packed his Renji the closest.
The closest to the event.
To the event. It's all about that.
True.
Then you just sit over there, you see all the guys. guys jumping, humping, grinding, and you know, being all mannerless over there. This guy has paid dangers to watch an event. It's like paying dangers to watch an event from your balcony.
Buddha.
Just because someone gave you a hump of grass to sit on and sold you some expensive liquor. You know, and you'll go, Pale, AJ, show us, you know, by the way, yeah, I'm bougie like this. But you forget, see, where you parked your booty is where everyone parked their booty. If you're going to be robbed, you're going to be robbed
at the same
place where all the guys are being robbed. So I've never really gotten the logic of, you know, events. Okay.
Going to an event.
Then imagine after EPO day, this idiot comes and say, hey, talk to you guys, habarienu. Oh my gosh, he knows Kiswahili. Wow, I want to give you my virginity.
Oh shit! Do I have some virginity? That's what.
You know, after all that, this guy comes, performs for like 20 minutes. Then he's like, "Hey, sir, you guys, it's been real.
That's it."
So in short, you paid 8,000 for some a ticket. Virginity. You bought a booty for 8,000. Which you only spend 20,000 to listen to someone perform for 10 minutes.
Yeah. That's like 4 songs.
But Nairobi meja pia pressure. Lazima
hakuna. Lazima show up.
You know, for guys who perform. For guys like me who always watch events from people's stories, Manzo wanaanga, Next, after you, chicken in. Aki, oh my gosh, best event. Can't wait for the next one. Then the following morning, hey, hanging mad. You show us the tag is still on your hand. Just show us how uncouth you are. You're going to bed with tags and bandanas from an event. Anyways, this hour.
We know what you're doing. You're trashing events. You can see what you're doing. But bottom line, from my side, Buddha, the events I've been to.
I'm not trashing
like
events.
I was like you, Buddha, a while back.
There used to be an event called Blankets and Wines. that was a beautiful event. That one, if they bring it back, that one I'll go.
So,
if they tell me to pay 25 G's, I'll pay.
Blankets and Wine ilikuwa concert.
No, that's not even a concert. But they became more about the blankets than wine.
Comparing an event to a concert.
No, I'm telling you, I'm a man of Penish.
Penish, let me enjoy.
For example, Black Coffee is over there doing his thing. Man, I'm just chilling over here with like a drink, maybe enjoy
with your babe on your left hand.
You're penishing over there.
Kuna watu wenye wanapenda kwenda hizi concert sawa kama za Black Coffee hapo with the Penish over here. Kuna wenye wanapenda zile za Conscience.
That's true.
Someone gave me a VIP ticket for Conscience. So I was like, you know what, sir, I'll go for this shit.
You've been to a concert.
Listen to this story, I think a race course, driving in. I'm just seeing thugs, and I'm like,
you're a thug. My
headlights are all and they're quite bright.
But who are the headlights? who are headlining?
Leave the thugs alone. The babes. You can wear a handkerchief in the outfit. Because I was like, God damn, these babes are hella ratchet out here.
You see, there are those elegant women when you tend to put a blanket and white.
Right.
Oko penished.
Oko penished. Right.
When you literally work on those blankets and work on those wines. Exactly.
Alafu kujesosa kwa conscience. Oko watu wameva handkerchief and a journey outfit.
Wana konish.
Baby, bara, bara, bara.
It's like this story. So, yeah, of a guy who was maybe on a dating app. I don't know. He was having a conversation with this babe, and then they were meeting up for the first time, right? So this babe is supposed to come to this guy's house, and the guy's like, "I'm be a conductor. Akushukishe so and so. If it's Modaiga, if it's Karen, if it's Risambu, Thika, Ukukwote, yeah. Oh, sorry, Ngong Road.
We get it.
Wow. You understand? But then the babe responded like, who told you that we na matatu? Who told you that to tuko matatu? And then story goes on, the thread goes on, where the babe pulled up with a sick moti and all that. And then the guy even is in a bed sitter, all that type of a setting. Imagine, bro, in such a situation.
What did you do?
I enjoy all sweating kwanza. Because wachia na kukola na sema, igari ina please. There's no parking. Kwanza, that's how you start.
Ama ni unoe gari ya.
That's how you know. Landlord. Yege
gari muna landlord.
Unaishi jia butchery kwanza. Tuanze hapo. Unajua chini, kuna butchery Naivas.
Bora kuna nyama.
Mbuga hizi mwa
mutura.
Yani, wewe pale, lazima ujisquiz kidogo nukutana na
mtura. Kuna lamb chops.
Ukupana kwa siyaza kwa keja. So, you know,
because, you know, from ordinary dudes, we shoot shots where we normally know this is where we range at, you know? Yeah. And then you imagine you're just finding out from your watchman that, yo, there's someone who's looking for you. And manze, there's no way.
Then I have a question. By the time you're vibing with this babe, you didn't know.
Exactly.
Her. Oh, wait, you said you met online.
No, it's not.
No, women always show. You know, women always show.
One answer I can give to this story is, you never fuck down. You always fuck up.
That's true. Hey, but Atakama, how are you guys talking?
Do women show their real shit when they come to you? No, men can hide. Men can hide whether they are. They
watch out for me, Buddha. I don't know what
they are.
I don't think so, bro.
I don't think so.
You think this babes would drink champagne over there?
Champagne.
I don't think
they can. One bottle is more than is 2 months of your rent.
Champagne.
This babe is gonna tell you that, you know what? I only drink champagne.
What I'm saying,
babes can fake this shit. What if they rub babes over here? They tell you, you know, a boy of mine met this babe. You know, the babe brought her, you know, came with the image. You know, I'm all bougie, I'm all whatever. Mm-hmm. So the guys are like, "Sir, you pull up to my digs. Pay me, I'll show you. You muchaza, pay me, na jua kuchaza." So I'll lose a muschana. So what kind of red wine do you want?
Wine.
Muschana na jua lizama nini? Letter nini? Sarah casks.
Box ya 5 liter.
Sarah casks. Yeah, yeah, meuleza mshana, do you want a malo? Do you want a Cabernet Sauvignon? do you want a Shiraz, you know? Where umtu meleta hapa maite. Watu limombe nini? Ah, mimi, I'm just a wine baby. Yeah, unolezaga mshana, okay, so what kind of champagne do you like? Hata mshana, anajua tu nini? Mi ataka tu moet.
You guys,
aju moet, there are like 15 variants of moet.
That's true, bro. Lakini, me, what you guys, what I'm getting from you guys is that you've never been with a shori ama with someone who's above your standards. Let me call it as it is.
They can't hide. That's what I'm saying. They can't hide.
Yeah. Babes.
Demeko ju. Ataonyesha tu.
Babes, Diana. Diana wants to tell babes.
Has a feature. I don't think there is a feature.
Diana wants to tell babes.
But you guys have been blocking my ass from talking.
So go on, babes.
No, tell us.
Yeah.
As something, I light this joint.
So, as in, by the time nakuja date na wewe, kweli unexpect ni show up na macondros ama synthetic hair ndio ujue like ufikirie niko down.
Okay, condros. Like, condros zina chini ya synthetic hair. Zina zote pamoja.
Ah, si,
condros,
si, no, as
nimeenda pamoja lakini ni, lakini hapo niko sawa, hapo niko sawa, si ndio? Eh, control synthetic ya zenda pamoja. Distractor story.
But like, whatever.
And I do about this shit.
Nikki, come your date. Like, I want to look my best. That's like, true. Even your venue, me na maintain. Mm. So, by the time unaniona, you already can tell, like, what kind of maintenance I am. Unazajua kama mi ni high maintenance ama low maintenance.
Ama middle range maintenance.
They may call high maintenance. Like utaona tu.
Utaona. Utaona.
You're meeting. This is the first time. You guys, this is the first time you're meeting up with this babe. You understand? No, saying, you've been talking on Tinder, on Twitter, on Facebook, on WhatsApp.
High maintenance and a chick who's
but you've been asking me to send you pictures of me. You can't tell from pictures.
That's you have a rangy.
Babes no, even as shit, a lady, I'm post
now. No, babe will be
with us. Ata
yuele. Enda pale ola unwetonic. That babe will record from the moment she figured the Monty, the moment she unlocked it, the moment she alipiga your start.
High maintenance.
Digital zikana waka hapo kidogo, akenda paka kwa ola pale, akanua tonic, akasema, akapia caption ingine ujinga hapo. Yeah, and she's gonna be. If this is the same people coming, going to tell you, hey, so you know what? I'm gonna be like, Joe, like this, like that.
So all I'm getting,
but, you know what? She's a babe can put an image for you, but even she'll tell you how she likes what sushi.
She's never even tasted that.
Is it chakula zipikwangwi? But
chopsticks is a problem.
No, for real. You pay G5, G6, G7, G's to eat raw food.
Chakula zipikwa.
Atunai deep kwa soy sauce. Anyways, besides the point. Atakwambia hiyo mambo yote, lakini atajui kutumia chopsticks.
Bro, okay, listen. But what the f-
yeah,
what,
the father what, she, what? The father she's gone to use sticks ni kupale sana for like kwa chipo na toothpick.
Hey, you're such a hater, man.
Nakupewa stick.
Nakupewa stick.
But you guys listen, are you going on, cuz are you continuing with that date, bro?
Yeah.
Once you find out that this is not what I was expecting.
No, whoever said like you cannot like handle a bougie chick.
No, that's not it, Buddha. No, it is above saying, your
gari
standard.
Ni gari kwa dereva. Kuna above. Gari ni dereva. Exactly.
Gari ni gari kwa dereva.
Kuna ana driving. So kuna E-class. Okay, unezenda wende A, wende BCE. Mm. Unaenda A, uende BCE,
uende Rocky.
Unaget, uchukue the actros. The actros, it's above your league, but bado.
So what's your role in this relationship exactly as a man? Just to fuck uko chini
ya madredo
takwale mwanye. Mwana nasema, akona come to palero isambu.
Mimi kukonesha direction, na kukonesha penye etuna investi pesa. But nayo, shtick, lazime kwe wazimu.
You have to lay the pipe.
You have to lay the pipe.
You must be a pipe.
That's the only nini you
have. You must be a pipe one.
What do you bring to the table?
A pipe one.
I only lay the pipe.
And I sit on the shotgun, looking all sushi, drinking my expensive whiskey,
on the shot,
wearing my Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Exactly.
Hoochie
Daddy. That woman will not respect you.
Kama unapea, kama dema kona doku kuliko, na ule pipe, like yeah, no, na kule yata more than your pipe. That's the yapo hauko
hauko
you new fala.
Bottom line, you have to be good in something.
You have to be good in something.
Good, okay, sir. Listen,
you must be good in good there.
Good in making
something.
Money for men is two. Either be good in making money,
or good, in laying,
laying the pipe.
Exactly.
And that's it.
So you can't have both.
Yes, you can.
You can have both.
Yes, you can.
Hey, kuna watu ni bankers na bado ni plumbers.
Bro, bankers.
Hey, kuna plumbers na bankers na McDonald's. But I want to plumb the same.
But you say we kuna podcasters na DJs na.
Exactly. Kuna pods na DJs.
But do you expect a woman like that to respect you?
A man, who has money?
No.
What do you mean? Of course, you don't nini. Lazima kwe. No, you don't expect her to respect you. Babe, go, that one, if go. She has money more than you, you have to ask that.
Lazima kubali. Lazima speak. Lazima kubali. Utakuwa naambiwa. Babe, embo endo nilete.
Endo nilete lipo kwa gari. Na hivi anakuambia, enda endea hii.
Endo nilete lipo
kwa gari. Enda endo chukue kitu kwa room.
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah, you have to. And for a man,
right.
You're going
you don't have to take that shit. Like,
OnlyFans is bado iko kazi. Unafungua OnlyFans na unaendelea na maisha.
No, but it's a very sensitive
issue. If
a chick has
no
money more than
you, respect you.
No woman will respect you if kama wewe ni ule wa. Eh? Acha nichukue hivi, acha nichukue. Like unatumana na nini.
But behind the scenes.
But kuna zile essence za udema na McDonald's kuliko.
Right.
Na hii iko given. But udema na kuchukuliaje? That's the only part. Udema kuchukuliaje?
You know one thing, eh?
That's why men really need to try hard to provide.
Yeah, exactly.
They say if you're not providing, you must be laying.
What?
If you're not providing,
atakama,
you must be laying.
Atakama, listen, whatever.
You know, it's like this movie I saw the other day. Oh, yeah, Kevin Hart. You need to meet him.
Are we going to?
So Kevin Hart plays house husband.
Right. Yeah.
And now that the mama is the one who's bringing the money and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paka, you know, it has figured the point where by the mama is now the one who's driving the good car.
And then him is driving
the shit car.
Like
the twins cannot be puking and spilling crackles in the Lexus, man. Eh? Mm. Let them mug it in the can in the
wish.
Box.
Don't wish.
Wish. Actually, mug it chocolate. Crackles. What a wish. That's why you drive the wish. And you know, honestly, but also it also
goes, shout out to all the guys who drive.
You know, also, it, but you know,
7-seater gallop.
But you know, okay, this is I might be quoting one of the misogynistic men around them. Yeah?
Right.
Kibe said, if you're a guy,
hey.
That's what I said, hey, boy.
The red flag is very red.
Nobody challenge
you.
Come on, nobody challenge you. Come on, Buddha, nobody challenge you.
Yani, yani, Anna, I might be quoting the most. I might be quoting the
Gibbonistic. The Gibbon. So this guy said, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a guy for Langata, go tafta, go look for a shore for Umoja, you know, pale, buru,
Islands in shorts.
Because, you know, pale, you know that babe, what the baby is going to tell you, hey, into me, niaje babe, into me credit, ya chwani, so, hey, that one you were a boy for LA, you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Ya kwambe zao, we go out, you know what, Gilberto.
Ndani.
Pale kwa pale kwa kabro tu.
Mm-hmm.
Pale kwa kabro, you know, you can make
Nairobi West na kunywa mbaya.
You can make it happen.
Make it happen, true.
But you don't know, you're an LA boy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you meet with a Runda babe. She tells you is how Gemini is how
Gemini. Hey,
you go, you know.
Oyster Bay.
Oyster Bay.
And she's going where to you, now, no going, you go for shotos. A shoto is punch.
Imagine.
One shoto is punch. And you know that babe needs to have like six Kwanzaa.
You're not drinking alone.
You're also drinking.
Yeah.
So 6 years.
Wah,
just like that. And pale, unajua manze sijalipa Wi-Fi, sijalipa maji. Wee, ni yo fridge, man. The only thing you fridge imeona ni nyanya na onions.
And that's it.
Imekuwa na relief.
That's it.
Imekuwa na kayo katika dogo.
They say you chase within your league, yeah. If you know, you look for, if you here, you look for babus here to balance it out, yeah.
Right.
Then there are guys who overshoot, yeah. The guys who like, hey, now you know Kenyans, we also have our versions of Tinder swindlers. Mm-hmm. So, patanga mo guys, you know, I know one guy. This guy can koroga a babe. Eh?
Mbaya.
The babe will chop a shopping for the digs.
Eh.
Now the babe will take an Uber to go to work, leave the guy with the booty.
Hamoti.
With a hamoti. Because what? Hey, pale, kizungu. Na piping.
Power piping. Piping, na pipe.
That guy doesn't That guy doesn't have just pipe. That guy has kizungu over there. That guy will tell a baby, hey, that guy can even convince a baby, you know what, you should be next in line after Queen Elizabeth. And that babe will be like, hey, you're making sense. How you say you should be like
I'm
that?
I'm your queen.
So, there are guys who are like that. And trust me, those guys will manage whatever kind of babes you throw at them. I make my 5 G's. You make, add 2 zeros on it. But it's a balance measure. You know, same guys will always be like, manze kuna kadil flani na ngoja kaingiane, kadil flani kaivane.
Na lazima kata come through.
Idili kivana. Umai panda ndege, by the way, babe. Umai panda ndege. Umai ka first class.
But this is what they do. They sell you false dreams. And like, you tend to gravitate towards it, hoping that one day gonna come true. But this guy is just playing mind psychology.
Ngoja kidogo. Let me switch the drama. Let me introduce. I'm a digress kidogo for a minute, Kwanza. Listen, guys. Once you're getting to know a babe, right? Like the first few days, are you supposed to go all in with the truth? I want to kidogo since either way you're testing waters.
Feed them. You're testing waters. Feed them.
Right?
Feed them a little bit.
I mean, fake it till you make it. Type.
I'm not fake it till you make it. If you're fake it, if you're fake, you fake it.
I'm a manga.
But I don't give you all.
Rambianga dem. This is the shit. Like it, whether you don't like it, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man.
Akuna, listen. Because you know, apana, bro, listen. After them stories, we've had stories about how women even lie. Masema mimi na kunyanga. Masema champangana.
Champangane.
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 Where else in reality, she's living in a, you know, a bedsitter. You understand, eating a chapati. You understand, you know. And that's true. But them, they get to live their life like that. Of which, me, I'm listening. I had a story. Shout out to that morning show by famous Gideon Ghost Patanisho on Radio Jumbo, bro. So this guy lied to a babe that he works in the military service, blah, 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 whatnot, on Facebook, bro, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So Shori moves in. Kidogo jamana talk and enda kazini since they live in Gilgil. But bottom line, man, the thing is, the guy lied. But the Shori later on was like, kumbe ujamaa lindanganya hata fanyangi even, even. But I'm cool with it. I've realized this guy is a Mjengo guy, and Nisawa, let's go on to learn a life. But then again, this guy goes on and cheats and tells other shores, but yeah, names were military and whatnot. And then this babe finds out and then leaves. And then this guy is now calling Patanisho to, this Radio Jumbo guys, tell them, Niaje, call my babe. I want to apologize. On air.
That mama genuinely loved the man. That's why she never walked away. Secondly, chalia lion after dema shenda, that's when I realized le kuwa limpenda.
You guys are missing the big question. What kind of a lambistic ass nigga says that you work for the military? Nigga! Ora gobata kuchinja kuku. In your audience, like, babes, it's going to torture your stories. Even worse, what kind of an idiot calls a radio station? Yeni, the guy was just chilling, you know, pale chini ya mti, break time, and he was like, you know what? Mazee radio imeongea sana, let me call the radio. You know, back in the day, I used to call Kiss 100, be like, ati, hi, I would like to dedicate this song to my girlfriend. Hi, can you play for me, Sijui, the Umbrella by Rihanna. No, this guy, even if you're making your shit up, brother, just try to make some realistic shit up. Nigga, you're a fucking soldier.
Buddha, that's what he said. And imagine,
my girl on a spider keep it up, and say,
but you know, bottom line, the guy said he even has asthma. He's a Mjengo guy, but doesn't go to Mjengo as in regular, because He's an asthmatic guy, and you understand that is something you can't even be doing all around, bro. But Lakini is supposed to. Me, I'm not asking guys not to pimp their story. Listen,
atakona jenga story inaka realistic kidogo bana.
Naipatanishwe kwangi scripted.
It's not. Okay, I've listened to it like they say a couple of weeks, bro. It's not. That thing is so freaking mad.
I got scripted
at all.
So people, you know that's.
Guys call in and they want to.
People are brought up differently.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, you know, the guys who like, yani, okay, so, yani, you're a drunkard. Your wife kicked you out of the house. You see, the best way to come back home is for you to call the radio station to call your wife. So everyone knows that you're a fucking, you're just an idiotic drunkard. And then the wife is like, hey, you're about to hurt her.
See, by the way,
I'm
sure it's like that. So that session, one atop wanga si rivo ujamate hizi fanya hivi, yani they're all putting it out there black and white, bro.
Love, no, you're leaving the radio presenter in such
no
a
face, no case.
You're left in a very you're left in a, you're leaving the radio presenter in such a awkward place. Now, okay, one side you have a girl who does not perform but cannot show up for his famo, and the other side you have an angry wife but she wants the pipe but also she likes this guy. But we iko shida. Now you're left in the middle. Wow, sasa, nachukua saidi ya nani hapa.
What?
Uya alinifukuza nyumbani. Uya alifukuza uya nyumbani. Na uju analewanga sana. Hezi fanya kilote nyumbani. Sasa nachukua saidi ya nani. Now you as a radio host.
Right.
Actually, you know, they usually say, they're guys who have the shittiest jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, now, that will classify me as a shitty job. Because honestly, now you just sit there trying to solve people's
cases. But you're getting paid for it, bro.
It's like how they say, I was watching a video the other day. You say, Dave Chappelle was like, guys should not be gynecologists.
Niggas, men should not work as...
Men should not be gyners. Because imagine, the guy was like, okay, imagine if you're going home and your wife is like, hey, babe, so how was your day? I'm telling you, the pussies were mad the whole afternoon.
I get, okay, sir, I get what you're trying to say. That is not something nice to, nice profession to.
They're even saying a gyna is not allowed to use the word.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They're not allowed to. And they're not allowed to sniff their fingers from testing.
It's in a gay's culture. Once you finger bang a baby, you always have to
sniff.
You have to test the pH.
Yeah,
level.
But
you
as know, a doctor.
Like, you know, not allowed to pang his gloves na njaro fulani. So that after metupa njaro fulani, as you walk out on a chomongyo glove,
hey,
kitu na kuyanga hapo pineapple mingi.
Na jin.
Oh yeah, so he was like, he can't let a man put his fingers in. He'd rather do it himself.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So, as in, like, every time he sees the guy now sticking his fingers inside the wife's pussy, like, attacking, he'd rather do it himself. He's like, doctor, show me where.
How to do it.
Yeah, but show me how to do it. I did for you.
But, good
Ati?
Question.
Ati?
Good what? Question.
What? You take your wife to your gyna.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why?
Like, would your you? Bra? It's sexual health. Both of us are involved.
I kuna de mana peleka kachali yake kuko na gyna. Iko. Oh, na za peleka chali kuko na gyna. Na kuna na kuna gyna wako, you are there with your guy.
What's wrong with that?
First things first is...
Is what health comes first.
Yes,
health
comes
first. Exactly. No, would you go with your guy to your guy now? Would you even be comfortable?
No, if I'm okay, like nothing is wrong. That's
no, I'm
fine.
Saying in all, I don't matter if you're okay or not. Would you be comfortable if you're there? Your guy now is inside you. Sorry for using that word. Nambogi wako amekatu hapo. Yeah, I know, yeah. Would you?
No, me, okay, me.
I don't know, it depends with the situation.
What situation? Bado ame konda mi, bado vidolas mengia nani. That's the situation.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Can you go for her pending massage with your wife?
No. But wife akena massage, amena massage. Yeah.
No, I don't know a massage. I'm talking about a happy ending. One.
Happy ending? Why is she
actually,
going
to happy actually,
she does not tell me
no,
she has gone for
the
a happy
best
ending
massage,
one.
I think the one he's trying to describe is called the yoni massage.
I know that one. I'm saying she'd rather tell me she's just going for a massage But not happy. If she tells me that, that's crazy. What's happening in your relationship? Why are you not happy ending her? That she's going for a happy ending somewhere else. Yeah.
Okay.
No, why not? What is it again? Happy ending? Because let her relax.
Can you define what happy ending is?
Happy ending means ala chapwa miti after your massage.
No.
Yeah, that's happy ending.
Yeah, that's happy
ending. There's no other way to happy ending.
There's only massage where there's no...
It's still the same.
There's no dick action.
But still skin, whatever. No. Have I been there since Yambie? What I don't know.
I'm going to see you later. But apparently you're seeing your shorty. You know there's a shorty the other day. I think it was lost. She had a, what is it called? A clit ring. I'm a pussy ring. Pale was a pose for the camera. You know?
Bro,
for
that,
the foreign where you have to, where you can't go the club that don't go with a brand panties.
God damn it.
Yeah, man.
you know, bringing the case of, you know, no face, no case. Eh?
the face was there. So there was a case.
There has to be a bottle, yeah? OnlyFans. Are you comfortable with your babe having an OnlyFans?
Wait, I story. Me
no face.
I just really shaje. So, Ali patrona chali yake ama. Like that babe was in a relationship.
Alikuwa single.
You know.
Anyone with a pussy ring.
Sunajanga. Mtu mwenye kwa na mtu. Ajiekangi kama.
Such positions.
Ajiekangi kama billboard.
Yeah.
Lakini ula natafuta. Lazima janeke hapo. You know how those to be. How those to show is for. So, massage 24/7 pale Kilimani, always walk around at night. They know what they're looking for. Nigga, you're drunk, you're horny, and you know your wife told you you're sleeping on the couch the whole week.
Now, already, they're going to post it already. I'm going to chuma. All the chuma she needs.
Pale, nini, nipple ring.
I'm going to chuma up already.
We're going to mix sensations.
Exactly. Iron. She doesn't have some iron deficiency.
Lakini
no.
Pia, as you talk about how photographers are doing it mad for you guys, even DJs were live streaming on YouTube while playing a class, bro.
What?
Hi, you guys. Yeah, and then I'm checking YouTube up. Just see those live streams, man. Because I've seen one in Loft, I've seen one at Quiver.
I need to get Loft.
End it because we are coming at the end of it.
No, Sunday,
let's
like Sunday, usiku.
Listen, what happens
coming
is
Monday.
On Sunday, guys go out on Saturday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kawaida clubbing, right?
Mm.
But then again, at the parking lot, say at around say 3 a.m., 4 a.m., there's an extra.
A bonus.
What do you mean, Buddha?
Your stomach. You're
an old man.
Nani rest day pia.
But the thing is,
rest day.
Maze kuda, kuda ifuana kuda. You need ngori.
The thing is, the party actually continues. Guys would continue partying until say 8 a.m. and then fresh. Then you'd go home at say 8, 7 a.m. And then guys would go out church. Guys would go to church. I'm Cassandra Subui, chapa, shower. I've gone to Kanisa all the way back. 11, 12. Bro, you come back, continue dundying.
Bado meza yako ni ile.
Tufanye ni hivyo hapa saizi. Unasema sijui
kufanya. Asante sana weekend ngori. Weekend iko na dedications man.
Kwendeni huko basi. Fuck it.
Next time.
But at the end of the day, I need to get this love. May not be today, tomorrow.
It's not even all that much.
It may not be this weekend. We are going next weekend.
Be happy to.
It's not this weekend.
I've been there a couple of times, but it's just good vibes, to be honest. It's just good vibes, man.
Okay. Good morning vibes.
Good cheap vibes.
Remember when I went to Loft?
You've been there to Loft?
Mm. Once. And it was time of pandemic. So, tumeingia kwa club. Alafu mse from just a random table.
Right.
And you know the way that club is so loud. Mm-hmm. Ali spunk asya beshtangu. Like we could hear the spunk in that loud ass music. Ay, 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 ay. As in, we had to leave.
Oh,
I had to leave because of the spunk.
We left. I mean, people look spunk.
But like, we need to panga. Like you guys are saying, we need to plan maybe and then come and give our listeners our sides of the
of the aluta.
Ratchet? Is it overhyped?
No, it's not even ratchet.
Are you sure?
It's not even overhyped because it's overhyped. No, it's not, Buddha.
I think it's overhyped.
It isn't, Buddha. The vibes there are legit. Just get it from me.
I think it's overhyped.
Get it from me. And speaking of vibes and legit
and
things,
inshallah.
Our podcast, yes, is supposed to come on YouTube, and you can tell we've been stalling since episodes tunatoa vile tunataka.
Tunaogopa.
Tunatoa vile tunataka, but the thing is, yes, we are stalling. Once we get to episode 100, we are on YouTube, and that's a fact. Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Any last words, manze? Tukikafunga, tukimalizia. What are you guys doing? So, spek unafana nini on Sunday?
Because
you don't wanna come and party at that love thing.
It's personal.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your personal shit.
Yeah, it's personal. It's personal. And I have no apologies. It's very personal.
What about you? What's going on this weekend? What do you have, BB?
I just go with the flow.
Ah!
Going with the flow.
Yeah.
B is doing B and B is doing D. B and D.
Episode 95 of the Red Cups podcast.
Your record, Chini.
Thank you so much for you guys for listening, and make sure you plug your friends, share the podcast. What's it called? Follow us.
What thing, Elisa? Were there? Yeah?
Oh, manze, we're not sure about that pulse thingy, but we'll tell you in the next episode because the Diddy was saying that they've closed the thing.
They closed the polls.
The polls, yeah. So tutajua vile kutenda basi, lakini if you voted for us, thank you so much. We love you and we do appreciate.
Love you.
Until next time, this has been the Red Cups podcast. Della Marvin signing out.
I go by the name Spekito. Unaona jo kwenye polls as Jafuma. Excess.
And need you over here, guys.
Until next time, adios.
Amigos.
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.